Today's daf is Shavuos Daf Gimel, and we are two lines from the bottom of Daf Beis Amid Beis. So yesterday, Be'ezus Hashem, we began a new Masechta. We began Masechta Shavuos. Masechta Shavuos begins with the halacha Shavuos Shtayin Shehin Arba. Stating that, the Mishnah then said a second halacha, Yediyos Hatuma Shtayin Shehin Arba, that's talking specifically about the halacha of Tukmas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. And as we mentioned, the Mishnah digressed, and really the Gemara for 3 weeks is going to digress with the primary topic of the daf is going to be the halachas of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. But the Gemara over here asks the obvious question. What's the paper trail? Mecht, Tana mi Makis Salik. We just finished learning Mesechtes Makis, Maishna de Tani Shavuos. How did we go from Makis to Shavuos? Then we're going to have to figure out how we went from Shavuos to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Says the Gemara, a rather surprising teretz. Mishum de Tani, at the end of Mesechtes Makis, when the Mishnah was going through the Elohein Aloikin, so the Mishnah mentioned the lav of Loi Sakifu Pas Roishchem. And then the Mishnah mentioned the lav of Loi Sashchis Pas Sekonchem. What we know as the Isser to cut your payas, and the Isser to shave your beard with a razor. Now, regarding the Isser Leisakifu, the Mishnah said, Chayev al Arosh Shtayim, that if somebody cuts off both payas on his head, even though technically he's being over one loisa, say in the Torah, loisa kifu pas roishchem, still he's going to be chayev malkis times two. Achas mikan v'achas mikan. One for one payah and one for the other payah. And then the Mishnah said, v'alazokin, shtayim mikan v'achas mumato, that if somebody cuts off his beard, his entire beard, using a razor, he's going to be chayev malkis times five, because for the five areas, the five zones on his face, there's a separate malkis, which is chada, again, the mechayev alatartis. It's one loisase in the Torah, which begets many malkios. So we're talking about an avera, that's achashihi shtayim, achashihi chamesh, Tana shvoy shtayim. That's the segue into Masechta Shavuos, which is shtayim shein arba. This idea, completely unrelated to Malkus, but there's this idea as well of Shtayin Shein Arba. So Leisakifu Pas Roishchem is Achashi Shtayin. Leisashkes Pas Koncho is really Achashi Hichomesh. So in that vein, to stay consistent, we mention Shvuah Shtayin, because Shvuah 2 is Shtayin Shein Arba. We go from there to Yediyos Hatuma, which is also Shtayin Shein Arba. And then the Mishnah mentioned Yetzias HaShabbos, which is also Shtayin Shein Arba. And finally, Maris Negoyim, which is also Shtayin Shein Arba. But the Gemara says, Maishna Hocha Detani Lu Lekulu, U'maishna Gabi Yetzias Shabbos and Maris Negoyim, Deloi Ketani Luhu Lekulu. Yetzias Shtayin are the first two words of Masechta Shabbos. Meaning, Masechta Shabbos also begins with this idea of Yetzias Shtayin Shein Arba. But the Mishnah doesn't digress and say, you know something, I'm telling you about something that's Shtayin Shein Arba. Let me tell you about other things that are Shtayin Shein Arba. Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba, Yedias Atum Shtayin Shein Arba, Maris Negam Shtayin Shein Arba. It's Masechta Shabbos. We're talking about Shabbos, and that's the only thing we talk about. Nice Yediyah. Fun fact, there are other things that are Shtayin Shein Arba. But Tana the Mishnah didn't feel necessary to go through them in that Mishnah. In Masechtes Negoyim, when the Mishnah begins, Maris Negoyim Shtayin Shein Arba, there too it didn't mention all the other examples of Shtayin Shein Arba. It's a freak to Gemara, Maishna Hachal, Maishna Hasam. How come over here, where the topic is Masechtes Shavuos, we mention all the Shtayin Shein Arbas, and in Masechtes Shabbos and Masechtes Negoyim, where we mention one Shtayin Shein Arba, we don't mention the other Shtayin Shein Arba? Says the Gemara, Amri, I'll tell you the reason. Shavuos, V'yadiyas Hatoma, the Gabi Adodi Ksivin, Shavuos, and Yediyas Hatoma, which are mentioned next to each other in the Torah, in Parashas Vayikra, in the Parash of Korban Olah V'Yored, if somebody is over a Shavuos Bitoy B'Shoigig, given certain criteria, the criteria mentioned in the first Mishnah in the Masechta, there was Yediyah B'Tchila, there was Yediyah B'Saif, there was Alama in between. We'll see what the exact definition of Alama is. But the point is that by someone that's over Shavuos Bitoy B'Shoigig, he has to bring a Korban Olah V'Yored. Yediyah Satoma, there's also this idea of Korban Olah V'Yored. They're mentioned together in the Torah for that reason, being that they're mentioned in the Torah next to each other. V'dami and Adadi Korban Olah V'Yored, they're both subject to the laws of Olah V'Yored. Tanu L'gabi Adadi, in the Mishnah, they're mentioned next to each other as well. V'aydi, Tani Tarti, Tani Kulu. So it makes sense to mention Shavuos and Yediyas Atuma next to each other, because in the Torah they're mentioned next to each other. And they're mentioned in the Torah next to each other for a very good reason, because they have a halacha in common, the halacha of Korban Olah V'Yored. So once we mention Shvuos, and we mentioned Yedias HaTumah, so we're already going to mention the other two as well. As opposed to when we're talking about Shabbos, there's no reason to mention a second one. When we're talking about Maris Nagam, there's no reason to mention a second one. It's for that reason we don't mention all four. So that was the second question. Meaning, we started with a kasha that why are we talking about Shvuos after Masechtas Makis? The answer is because Masechtas Makis ends with the lav of Leisakifut Pas Reishchem and the lav of Leisashchis Pas Sekoncha, which is a geder of Achas Yishtayim. So in that vein, we go ahead and we mention another example of something that's one which is two, or in this case, two which is four. And once we mentioned Shvuah Yishtayim Shein Arba, we mentioned also Yediyas HaTumah Yishtayim Shein Arba, because they're mentioned together in the Torah. They have the Karbanot V'Yoyed in common, and therefore we mention everything as well. Another kasha, Pasach B'Shvuah, Zemefarish Yediyas HaTumah. Now the first thing, Shtayin Shein Arba, that was mentioned in the Mishnah, was Shvuos. The second thing was Yedias HaTumah. Yeah, which is the Gemara going to explain first? We said the first 3 weeks of Masechtas Shvuos talks about Yedias HaTumah. It's afraid the Gemara, if we began the Mishnah with Shvuos, Shtayin Shein Arba, why are we first explaining Yedias HaTumah? Shouldn't we explain first what we mentioned first? Says the Gemara, we could have. However, the Pirush on Yedias HaTumah is smaller than the Pirush on Shvuos Shtayin Shein Arba. So Aidi de Zutrin Milayu, being that there's less to talk about with regards to Yedias HaTumah Pasuk Sharilu, we mentioned that first. V'hadi Tani Shvuos Din Efish Milayu. And afterwards we're going to get to Shvuos, even though it's almost 3 weeks in Gemara, but the 3 weeks of Gemara related to Yedias HaTumah is less than the more than 3 weeks of Gemara related to the halachas of Shvuos. The first two prakim of the Masechta is Yedias HaTumah. The last six prakim relates to Shvuos. So for that reason, the one that's less, we decided that we were going to mention first. Now, what are the Shtayin Shein Arba? The Gemara explains Shvuos, Shtayin Shein Arba. What is the Shtayin Shein Arba regarding Shvuos? Shtayin Mishaloichel Vishaloi Oichel. Shein Arba Achalti Vishaloi Achalti. So again, Shtayin Shein Arba is talking specifically about the korban oyle v'yoyret somebody had to bring if he was over a shvuas bitoy b'shoydik. Now the Gemara's, or the Torah's example of a shvuas bitoy that has to bring a korban oyle v'yoyret is talking about somebody that swore that he would do something or swore that he wouldn't do something. The emphasis is he will or will not in the asid. And he forgot his shvuah, so that b'shoigik, he now violated his shvuah. The halach is, he brings the carbon oil of a yoyret. So it's shvuah shtayim that I'm a furish in the Torah. What's the shtayim? Both in the future tense. One is, I will do. One is, I won't do. Lahara is, I won't do. Lehetiv is, I will do. But the point is, it's lahara, lehetiv, it's two. The shehen arba, we learn from there, another two, also in the vein of lahara or lehetiv, but not in the future tense. In the past tense. So again, Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba, Shtayin is She'oichel V'Shaloi Oichel in the future tense, Shein Arba Achalti V'Shaloi Achalti. Yediyas HaTumah Shtayin Shein Arba. What's the Shtayin Shein Arba regarding Yediyas HaTumah? Shtayin is Yediyas Tumas Kodesh V'Yediyas Tumas Mikdash. Shein Arba Kodesh U'Mikdash. So Tumas Mikdash V'Kodeshav means two things. There's Mikdash V'Kodeshav. We're talking about somebody that's Tomei. He either entered the Beis HaMikdash, that's Mikdash, or he ate kachim, that's kadashav. Thus, tumas mikdash v'kadashav. If somebody does it b'shoigig, it's when he has to bring the carbon oil v'yayrit. Stating that, if you look in the pasuk, the Mara, it's going to learn this from Drashas, understands that the tumas mikdash v'kadashav, that's mefurish in the Torah, is talking about a tumas mikdash v'kadashav where the shkaga was, the person forgot that he was tameh. So the person that was tameh, that entered the Beis HaMikdash, or 8 Kachem B'Shoigeg, his Shkaga, his Halama was, he forgot that he was Tameh. It's in that case, whether it was Mikdash or Kadashav, he brings a carbon oil of a Yair. But what if somebody Tameh entered the Beis HaMikdash, or somebody Tameh 8 Kachem B'Shoigeg, but the Shkaga, the Halama was not that he forgot he was Tameh, but rather the Halama was, he didn't realize this was Kachem. Or the Halama was, he didn't realize that he was entering the Beis HaMikdash. He did the same thing. It's the same exact thing. He was Nichshal and Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh HaBashayik. But whereas the emphasis of the Shkaga in the first case was He forgot he's Tameh. Over here, the emphasis is he doesn't realize that this is the base of Mikdash. He doesn't realize that he's eating Kachem. In those two cases, you also bring a Karban Eilu V'Yarit. But that's not Mefurish in the Torah. Therefore, you have Shtayim Shein Arba. You have Yedias HaTumah Shtayim, two cases that are Mefurish in the Torah, where you bring a Karban Eilu V'Yarit if you Nichshol B'Tumas Mikdash V'Kalash B'Shoigit. What is that if the Halama was the Tumah? You forgot your Tumah, you entered the base of Mikdash. You forgot your Tumah and you ate Kachem. Shein Arba, there's another two examples where, again, if somebody is over Tumas Mikdash V'Kalash B'Shoigit, you're going to have to bring a Karban Eilu V'Yarit. But those other two are Shehein Arba because they're not Mefurish in the Torah. And what are those examples? Where again, you did the same exact thing. But the halama was not that you're Tomei, the halama was that you were entering the Beis HaMikdash, the halama was that you were eating Kachem. Tia Shtayim, Shabbos Shtayim Shehein Arba. What's the example of Shtayim Shehein Arba as it relates to the Melacha Vaitzah and Shabbos? Vaitzah, the Ani, Vaitzah, the Balabayas. Shehein Arba Hachnosa Da'ani Vachnosa the Balabayas. So you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. It's one of the Lamatas Melachas. And really, there's two subcategories of Haitzah and Shabbos. One is carrying Mirishus L'Rishus, which on the Deiraisa level means Mirishus Hayoch L'Rishus HaRabin, or from Rishus HaRabin to Rishus Hayoch. You all know the price in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos that there's Arba Rishuyos L'Shabbos. Rishus Hayoch, Rishus HaRabin, a Carmelis, and a Mokum Ptor. But that's all on a Derabana level. A Carmelis means nothing Mideiraisa. Mideiraisa, there's two Rishuyos. There's a Rishus HaYochid, and there's a Rishus HaRabin. And you're not allowed to carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabin, or from Rishus HaRabin to Rishus HaYochid. The second category of Haitzah on the Deiraisa levels, you're not allowed to carry Dal Ramis Rishus HaRabin. It's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. You're not allowed to carry Dal Ramis Rishus HaRabin. The Mishnah of Yitzias Shabbos Shtayim Shein Arba is talking about the Iker Halacha of Haitzah, which is carrying Rishus L'Rishus. Now, Midah Oiraisa, or based on what's Mefurish in the Torah as it relates to Malach Haitzah, you're not allowed to carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabin. Midrasha, we learn, you're also not allowed to carry from Rishus HaRabin to Rishus HaYochid. Now, when you carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabin, there's two ways you could do it. You could be standing in Rishus HaYochid and take something from the Rishus HaYochid and bring it out to the Rishus HaRabin. Or you could be standing in Rishus HaRabin and take it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabin. The same is true if you're in Rishus HaRabin carrying to Rishus HaYochid. I could be standing in the Rishus HaRabin. I could be standing in the Rishus HaYochid. Ordinarily, and this is the mashal that Chazal used, that the Balabayas is standing in Rishus HaYochid. The Ani, the proverbial Ani, who's coming to the Balabayas asking him for money or food or help, he's standing in the Rishus HaRabin. So let's do the Cheshbon now. The Cheshbon is that the Melach of Haitzah, that's Mefurish in the Torah, is carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabin. It could be from the context of the Balabayas, who's in the Rishus HaYochid, he's taking from Rishus HaYochid, bringing it to Rishus HaRabim. It could be from the perspective of the Ani, who's standing in Rishus HaRabim and taking from the Rishus HaYochid out to Rishus HaRabim. That's the Yetzias Shtayim, that's Mefurish in the Torah. From Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, what's the Shtayim? Either taking from standing in Rishus HaYochid and bringing it out to Rishus HaRabim, or standing in Rishus HaRabim, taking it from the Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. A little confusing. If it's the person is standing in Rishus HaYochid, we refer to him as the Balabayas, because Balabayas is usually in the Rishus HaYochid. If the person standing in Rishus HaRabim, we refer to him as the Ani, because the Ani is usually standing in Rishus HaRabim. Shehein Arba, we learn from there that not only is it true from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, it's true from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, and again, from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, whether it's the Ani, meaning it's going from inside to outside, or it's the Usher, it's the Balabayas, it doesn't matter. The point is that either way, you're going to be chayiv. But again, two are mefurish, two are not mefurish, and it's for that reason we refer to it as shnayim shein arba. Maris negoyim shnayim shein arba. What does that mean? Shnayim meseisu baheres. Those are two examples of maris negoyim that are metame shein arba seis v'tiladeta. Seis has a tolda. Baheres also has a tolda. What are these toldas? The Gemara is going to go into it a little bit later. But either way, so we just explained why we're learning Masechta Shavuos after learning Masechta Makkos. We also explained why, if we started learning Masechta Shavuos, are we learning really about Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav. And we also explained what the Shtayin Shein Arbas are. They're all a little bit confusing. What Shfuah Shtayin Shein Arba means, what Yedias HaTumah Shtayin Shein Arba means, what Yetzias HaShabbos Shtayin Shein Arba means, and what Maris Negoyim Shtayin Shein Arba means. But before we go weiter, just one Ha'ara. So we mentioned that the reason we jump from Shfuahs to Yediyas Atoma is because Shvuas and Yediyas Atoma are mentioned next to each other in the Torah, in Parashas Vayikra, and they have a halach in common, which is why they're mentioned next to each other in the Torah, and that is, for both of them, the halach is that you bring a korban oil of a yair. So what's a korban oil of a yair? Ordinarily, if a person doesn't have veira, and he has to bring a korban, his korban is going to be one of two things. It's going to be either a korban chatos or a korban asham. Anytime a person did an avera b'shoigeg, that had he done it b'mezid, he would have been chayiv koris. The halach is he had to bring a korban chatos. If somebody was mechal Shabbos b'shoigeg, he brought a korban chatos. If someone was oved avodah zarah b'shoigeg, he had to bring a korban chatos. When do you bring an asham? So there's chomesh hashomesh, there's five different averas for which there's a korban asham. Asham me'ila, asham shefcha charufa, asham nazir. There's five averas for which there was a korban asham. But the primary carbon that was brought ala chet was a carbon chatas. Again, when was it brought? It was brought if the avera was done b'shoigig. What type of an avera? Avera she's done in karas. An avera that had you done it b'mezid, you would have mechayik karas. It's in that type of avera where if you do it b'shoigig, you have to bring a carbon chatas. Now, carbon chatas was a fixed carbon. It cost whatever the market for it was. The Gemara actually discusses that there were times where the chachamim made takanas. Ordinarily, if somebody would do five averas, say a woman had five babies, she's a yaledes. She has five babies and she never got a chance to bring her carbon. So maybe there's Baal Ta'achar implications. So you would say that she has to bring five karbanas. But the Gemara says with the Gamliel was Mesakin, that people were driving the prices of karbanas up. So there was some price manipulation that related to karbanas. And sometimes the Chachamim felt they had to intervene to make sure that people weren't preying on the desperate and weren't taking advantage of people that suddenly had to buy behemoths. So they should be able to bring karbanas. But a karban was and cost whatever it cost. Stating that, there's a very unique parasha in the Torah. The parasha of Oyla V'yayim. And that is, you're dealing with someone that has to bring a karban chatas, but the Torah said that in the event that you can't afford to bring a behemah, you can't afford to buy an animal and bring it as a karban, so we're going to go easy on you, we're going to be mekel, and we're going to allow you to get off a little bit, and instead of bringing a behemah, you could bring an oif, a bird. A bird, a dove, is going to be a lot cheaper than shepsala. Right, chicken is cheaper than meat. In that same vein, the Torah went even further and said, let's say you can't even afford oifis, you could bring soilus, bring a carbon mincha. So there's this concept that your carbon that you're chayev to bring is mitla talya in how much money you have. So you go, you submit your financial statements, and the gizbar decides whether you fall into the category of someone that has to bring a behemah, or maybe you're a dal, you're an ani, you can bring an oif, or maybe you can even get away with dali dalas, you have a right to bring a karban mincha. For that reason, it was called oila v'yayrid. Oila means it could be more expensive, yayrid means it could be less expensive. It's a karban chatas, that's what an oila v'yayrid is. The chiddush is that ordinarily the chatas is a chatas. It's an absolute karban, and you have to bring it, and if you can't afford it, gives a chanetza. Over here, there's certain parashias in the Torah where you get off an oil of yair. Two of those parashias is the parash of Shavuos Bitoy and the parash of Yediyas Atoma. That's what they have in common, and that's why they mentioned together right here in the beginning of Mesechtes Shavuos. The Chida asks a gevalde gehar. He said, if you look in the parasha, so the parasha says that in the event that the person is able to afford to bring the regular carbon, so the heaviest Hashem Hashem al chatos, he's going to bring his carbon. What's it going to be? Nikeva, it should be a female. Min hatsoin kispa, either it should be a shepsala, a female shepsala, or seiras izin, or it should be a goat, a tzigala. Lechatos as a carbon. Chatos v'kiper olav akoyim mechatos. So what's the carbon? Assuming that you can afford to bring whatever you need to bring, you bring a carbon chatos. The boisagi yodidei says the pasuk. What if the person can't afford to bring a regular chatos? Ve'heviyas ashamayah shechato shnei toirim or shnei bnei yoyna. So what you do is you bring two oifos. Echad lechatos. And you go bring the chatas, and then afterwards you bring the carbon oil. What's pashub shad in the pasuk? If somebody was able to afford the regular carbon, he brought one. What was the carbon? A chatas. If you can't afford it, so now you're going to have to bring a chatas, and you're going to have to bring an oil. Echad lechatas veechad leoil. If you chayev oil for the avera that you did, that even the usher should have to bring a carbon oil. And if you're not chayev oil, So why is the ani bringing a carbon oila? So beitzach, the type of carbon, the suk carbon that the ani is going to bring. I understand the difference between the behemah and the oif. Okay, the behemah is more expensive. The oif is less expensive. We feel bad for the ani. That's the chiddush of oiva v'yoyreid. And we tell him, bring a knife. You can get kapari even by bringing a knife. But why do you have to bring a carbon oila? Which carbon a person's chayef, for which avera he did, is very precise. It's very exact. There's a lot of nigla. There's certainly a lot of nister that goes into determining what carbon a person needs to bring. So if this person that was over Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, if this person was over Shavuos Bito, he needs to bring a carbon oila, then even the Asher should bring a carbon oila. And if he doesn't have to bring a carbon oila, why is the Dal? Why is the Ani bringing a carbon oila? Says the Chidah Davar Nifla. He says that we know that oila was Mechapran in Hurei Avera. Who brought a carbon oila? Somebody that had a Machshava to do an Avera, so he can now go bring a carbon oila, and Oilo would give him ritzu, would give him kapara on the very day he did. Says the Chidah min haroiv, people that are aniyim question and they wonder sometimes why Hashem made them an ani. And it's an ani min astam is chayiv to bring a carbon oilo. Because he has hirhurei chet of why me? And why did Hashem make me the way I am? And it's for that reason now that he's anyways bringing a carbon. So the Torah said, bring an oila. You know why? Because you have been hurei avera, and it probably manifested itself now. Now this person, he feels a little bit that he's an ani. He falls into the category of yoyred. He's not oila. And even the oif for him to bring is expensive. So it probably, it was something that came to the surface. Dafka now, the bottom line is, an ani min haroiv, says the Chidah, has hirhurei avera, and he needs a kapara, and that's why he brings the oil. So the Asher doesn't need the carbon oil. It's dafka, the ani brings the carbon oil. The mice I found, the Eben Ezra says it. It's a Chidah, but it's mefurish in the Eben Ezra on this pasuk. Echad lechatas ve'echad le'oila. I'll read it to you inside. V'yoymer Rav Yitzchak. He brings it for Rav Yitzchak. Kitam echad oila ba'avurish le'tagia yadai. Doesn't understand. What's the pshat in the oila? Ulai, maybe, ola al ruchay machshava. That's all the Eben Ezra says. Churi means the Chidah. Ulai, ola al ruchay machshava. But if you look at the Chidah, I'm sorry, if you look at Eben Ezra, Eben Ezra says in second teretz. He says, Vakarav Eli, but the teretz that I think, meaning this he brings for Rav Yitzchak. He says, but if you're asking me, I think the teretz is something else. Sheho echot kineged he'imurim, v'asheni chatos kemishpat. Bir dvar v'akdoshim. Says the Eben Ezra, we know, and this is Zvachin, Kachin, Brisk 101, that a chatos ha'oif was nechal ha'kayhanim, but the entire chatos was nechal ha'kayhanim. So just like there was a concept of an oila that was kula kolal, it all went on the mizbeach, a chatas oif was completely nechal. Says Devin Ezra, that means that when the ani brings his chatas oif as part of his carbon oila v'yoyre, there's no chelik of this carbon that's going on the mizbeach, because it's kulei nechal. Now every carbon had a chelik that went l'gvaya. The emurim, the fats of every carbon used to go l'gvaya. By the oil went kulei l'gvaya, but at least there was a chelik. Every single carbon had something that was kulei l'Hashem, that went for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A chatas ha'oif doesn't have any chelik of it that goes l'gvaya. We need emurim. We need emurim. Where are we going to get the emurim from? Says Ibn Ezra, that's where they brought the oila. So there's a chata soif and an oila soif. The gather of the oila soif is not so much that this person needs a carbon oila, but rather you need emurim. Ha'echad kinegad emurim. And being that you need emurim, it's for that reason he brought an oila soif. Now I'm going to tell you a davar nifla. Ready? Brisk, they say over that a yid once came to meet Remeir Simcha, Meir Simcha Midvinsk. And he saw Meir Simcha was very happy, and he couldn't control himself. He said, Kvod HaRav, he says, L'simcha mazu oisa, why are you so happy? He had a smile, he was beaming. So Rav Meir Simcha says, I'm going to tell you why. He said, I was just learning a Gemara in Masechtas Chulin, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara over there discusses how you know that an oila sa'oif had to be brought during the day. And the Gemara learns that out from a drasha, that when the oila sa'oif was brought in the Beis HaMikdash, so they brought the oila sa'oif, Dafka Bayoy. You couldn't bring the oila sa'oif balayla. And the Rajba in a tshuva is matmiya. He just doesn't understand. All avodas had to be done by yoyim. B'yoyim tzav so'is b'nei Yisrael. L'hakiv is karbonayim. It's a gemara megill, daf chav. And it's something that's mentioned throughout Seder Kachim, that all avodas had to be done by yoyim. So if avodah had to be done by yoyim, what's the havamina that the oila sa'oif should be different? Says Remeir Simcha. He said, I had an einfal. He said, I had an einfal. You know what my einfal was? Devin Ezra says that why does an ani that brings a carbon oil bring an oila? L'chayra, all he should bring is a chattas. The Asher just brings a chattas. Why does he bring an oila? Says the Evan Ezra, maybe it's true, this person doesn't really need an oila. But you know what he needs? He needs a murim. And a chattas doesn't have a murim. So he goes ahead and he brings the oila sa'oif.
So the oila will act as a murim. Meaning the gedder of the oila sa'if is not so much the carbon for the carbon's sake. We need it to act as a murim. Haktaras a murim was kasha balayla. Brachas daf beis. Haktaras a murim was kasha balayla. Being that haktaras a murim was kasha balayla, so he said, so kedai the chamina that you could bring the oila sa'if balayla as well. You would have thought that maybe you could bring the oila sa'if at night. Kamash malon a pasik, that even though the tachlis, the mahus of the oila sa'if is haktaras a murim, at the end of the day it's a carbon, and it can only be brought during the day, it can't be brought at night. Said Rameya Simcha, he said as soon as he had that aura, he fell asleep. He fell asleep at Gechapta Drimmel. Bam Stender at Gechapta Drimmel. And when he chapta Drimmel, he saw himself in the Pamal Yashamaila. And he saw that there were a lot of tzaddikim, that they were hovered together, and they were talking, and they were saying, Nebuch, you know, the dar today, there's Yeridus Adairus, and there's nobody today. There's no one today that can be mechavin tamita satayra. Amol, there were people, they were mechavin to teiras emes. Unfortunately, there's no one today that can be mechavin tamita satayra. And Tzeri Meir Simcha, as this is happening, the Rajba was there, and the Rajba caught up, and he said, Nisht emes, there's a Yid who lives in Dvinsk. His name is Rameir Simcha, who just said a pshat to answer my kasha in a tshuva, and he was mechavin to amitos ha-Torah. That the reason we need a pasuk to say that the oil sa'if needs to be brought by yoim, all kashim needs to be brought by yoim, it's so chedai to chamir, like this Ibn Ezra, that the gedder of the oil sa'if was a murim, and being that Akhtaras a murim is kasha balayla, I would have thought that the oil sa'if could be brought by layla as well. Kamash malan, that it can't be brought Ba'alayla. We'll just conclude this part of the daf with something that my grandfather, Zalzain Gesund, used to always say from the Sashulim Mibels. Another person that brought a carbon, Oyla V'yayred, was a Yeleda. So a woman that had a baby, so her carbon that she brought was also Oyla V'yayred. And the Pasuk goes, and the Pasuk says what she's supposed to bring. And it says the Torah, Ubemoyse meita hara lebeno lebas tovi keves ben shnasei le'oylo uven yoyna otor lechatas al pesach ha'yomoy delakoy ve'krivay lefnei Hashem. And the pasuk says, "Listen to the day say, let's say you can't afford to bring the regular carbon, so that's the oil of a yoyin. V'loch doshtei toyrim, oishnei bnei yoyin, echel v'oil of echel achatos, v'chipar aleh hakoyin v'tahera." So the Sashulam asked the obvious question. The pasuk sounds like we're about to conclude. Zois toyres hayoyledes lazachar l'nekeva. And then we mention v'loisin to yodoy deisa. L'chayr, we should have had the pasuk v'loisin to yodoy deisa. V'lochah shnei tayim. Now we wrapped up. We finished everything we want to say about the yoyledes. And then firoy zois toyres hayoyledes lazachar l'nekeva. Why zois toyres hayoyledes lazachar l'nekeva? Mentioned the second to last pasuk in the parasha. It should be in the last pasuk in the parasha. But the sashulam gezok, while the Torah doesn't want anyone to be an ani. So likat chila zois toyres hayoyledes lazachar l'nekeva. Everybody should be an oila. Everybody should be able to bring. So machtz chamav and since the other day said, no, it happens. Then v'loch l'shnei toyer v'shnei bnei yoyna. But the ikar parsha of Yeledis is that everybody should be able to afford all the karbanas that he needs. Either way, on that note, zok the gemara. Weiter, mani masnisin, loy Rabbi Yishmael, v'loy Rabbi Akiva. So the first two halachas of the Mishnah is shvuois shtayin shein arba. And Yediyos HaTumah, Shtayin Shehem Arba. Says the Gemara, the truth is that both of these halachis, b'machloikis shnuya. Whether Shvuos are Shtayin Shehem Arba or not, is a machloikis Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. And whether Yediyos HaTumah is Shtayin Shehem Arba, is a machloikis Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one that holds Shvuos Shtayin Shehem Arba. Rabbi Akiva holds that whether the Shvuos was on the Asid, or whether the Shvua was on the other, either way, you're going to be chayiv to bring a carbon oil of the yoyr. Rabbi Shmuel argues. Rabbi Shmuel says you're chayiv on the Asid, but you're not going to be chayiv on the other. Rabbi Shmuel is the one that holds that Yediyah Satuma is Shtayin Shein Arba. He holds that you're chayiv to bring the carbon oil of the yoyr, for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, whether the Halama was on the Tumma, or whether the Halama was on the Mikdash V'kodeshav. Rabbi Akiva argues. Rabbi Akiva says that the only time you bring a carbon oil of a yoyred for Tumas Mikdash V'kodeshav, if the Halama was on the Tumah, but not if the Halama was on Mikdash V'kodeshav. They're both the Machloikis Shnuya. They're both Machloikis Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. The problem is that our Mishnah is paskening like Rabbi Akiva in the Reisha,
And it's paskin link like Rabbi Shmuel in the Sefer. So afraid the Gemara, mani mas nisid. Who is the Tana of the Mishnah? Loi Rabbi Shmuel, v'loi Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara is going to say it's really Rabbi, who's the author of the Mishnah. And in one area he paskin like Rabbi Shmuel, the other area he paskin like Rabbi Akiva. But that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Rabbi Shmuel, if it's Rabbi Shmuel, I mean Yichayev Allah also love it. Rabbi Shmuel says the only time Yichayev for a carbon oil of Yerif Shvu is bitoy is only if the Shvu was on the Os. And the Mishnah says Shtayin Shein Arba, even on the Oven. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said Al Helim Tum Hu Chayev Ein Chayev Al Helim Mikdash. And the Mishnah says again, Shtayim Shei Arba, it doesn't matter if the Halama was the Tumah, the Halama was the Mikdash. So, the Gemara, Iba Yisem Rabbi Shmuel, Iba Yisem Rabbi Akiva. You can make the Mishnah work either like Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva. Iba Yisem Rabbi Shmuel, Mehen Lechiev, Umehen Leptor. The Iba Yisem Rabbi Akiva, the same Teretz, Mehen Lechiev, Umehen Leptor. Meaning, how do you know that when the Mishnah says Shtayim Shei Arba, it means Yechayev for all four? Maybe to the contrary. Shvuoy Shtayim, Yechayev for two, Shein Arba, there's really four, but for the other two, you're not Chayev. Or Yediya Satoma, Shtayim Shein Arba, Shtayim that Yechayev for, the other two you're not Chayev for. We assume Yechayev for all four. Shtayim Shein Arba means Yechayev for all four. What's the Shtayim and the Arba? Two are Mefurish in the Torah, two are not Mefurish in the Torah. Osid is Mefurish in the Torah, Arba is not Mefurish in the Torah. Halomas Tum is Mefurish in the Torah, Halomas Mikdash V'Kodeshav is not Mefurish. But maybe that's not the way you read it. Maybe the ratio is Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael holds you're not Chayev on the Ovar. Exactly, precisely. The way you read the Mishnah is Shtayim Yechayev for, the Osid. Shehein Arba, the other two you're not Chayev for, that's the Ovar. Or maybe the Sefer is Rabbi Akiva. How could Rabbi Akiva say Yediyas HaTumah Shtayim Shehein Arba? I thought Rabbi Akiva holds you only Chayev for Shtayim. Again, precisely. Shtayim Lechiyuv. But the Gemara says it doesn't work. You know why? Because Adumi the Maris Nagam Ketani. Because the Mishnah also mentioned Maris Nagam. And by Maris Nagam, we know for sure, Mahasam Kulu L'chiyuva. By Maris Nagam, the Seis and the Beharis, and they're told us, it's told us saying, Kayotzeben, you are Chayev for Maris Nagam. So Avachanami Kulu L'chiyuva. So the Shtayin Shein Arba of Maris Nagam is probably consistent with the definition of Shtayin Shein Arba as it relates to Shavuos, as it relates to Yedias HaTumah. If that's the case, it means Yechayev. So again, Mani Mas Nisen. It can't be Rabbi Shmuel because of the Reisha. It can't be Rabbi Akiva because of the Sefer. Zok the Gemara. Loilim Rabbi Shmuel. Really, the Tana Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel. Again, what's the Kasha if the Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel? The Reisha. Rabbi Shmuel holds that the only time Yechayev Karben Oilu V'Yoyret for Shavuos Bitoy is if the Shavuah was a Shavuah on the Asid. But if the Shvu was a Shvu on the Avar, you're not Chayiv. Our Mishnah says Shtayin Shein Arba, which means you're Chayiv both if the Shvu was on the Asid and if the Shvu was on the Avar, says the Gemara, the Shavar Karpin. V'chilei mechayev, Rabbi Yishmael, the Shavar Karpin. Aval Malkis, Chiyuvei mechayev. Who said the Mishnah is talking about Karpin? Maybe the Mishnah doesn't mean Karpin. Maybe what the Mishnah means is Malkis. Now the Gemara later on Dav Dalid, in the next Daf, is going to say, read the Mishnah, carbon oil of Yoyred, and Halamoy, so we're clearly talking about carbon. But again, for now, the Gemara is arguing that maybe not. Maybe the Mishnah that says Shtayin Shein Arba is not discussing carbon oil of Yoyred, but rather it's discussing the Malkus. And where's the Malkus for Shvuos? For Shvuos Bitoy? Layachal Dvari. If a person is over a Shvua, he makes a Shvua, he swears he's going to do something and he doesn't do it, or swears he won't do something and he does do it. He gets Malkus because he's over Le'achal Devarius. And maybe that's the Shayin Shein Arba. And although you know Rabbi Shmuel argues and he holds as a chilek between the Asid and the Avar, he only argues with regards to the Karban Oil of Yared. He never argued with regards to the Malkus. Sokta Gemara. And had you know the Rabbi Shmuel holds that in all four scenarios, again, Shayin Shein Arba, in all four scenarios, Hara Uylehetiv in the Asid and Lahara Uylehetiv in the Avra. These are not easy Gemaras. You have to have Cheshme. Had he known all four scenarios Rabbi Shmuel holds, that you can be Chayim Malkus Kedir Rava. The Amar Rava Rava said, the fair strips, the Torah Shvua Sheker, Dumyo de Shvua Shav. The Torah equated a Shvua Sheker to a Shvuas Shav. Rashi brings the Arichos of what exactly the Josh is. It's a Gemara later. Mashav l'sha'avar. Just like Shvuas Shav is a Shvuas l'sha'avar. And you get Malkus for making a Shvuas Shav. What's a Shvuas Shav? If somebody swears, I'll eat shehi even. I'll even shehi eat. So it's a Shvuas that was in this. That has absolutely no bearing. Everybody knows that the Shvuas is dead on arrival. The second the person made the Shvuas, you know that what he's saying is not true. So the halacha is he gets Malkus. And we learn from there that Af Sheker Nami L'Shavar. So too, if somebody makes a Shvuas Sheker, he also gets Malkus. So you see this Malkus on a Shvuas Sheker, L'sha'avar. So if there's Malkus on a Shvuah Shekel L'sha'avar, maybe that's the Shtayin Shein Arba. So we need a little bit of this Rashi. Meaning, what do we need Rava for? Gemara wants to say that maybe the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yishmael. And when the Mishnah says Shvu Shtayin Shein Arba, it's not talking about the oil of a Yoyrid. It's talking about Malkus. But the Gemara has a problem. The Gemara doesn't speak out the problem. Again, that's what we need Rashi. But there's something bothering the Gemara. What's bothering the Gemara is that how's it possible to get Malkus for a Shvuas Sheker of Lisha Ovar? What would Shvuas Sheker Lisha Ovar mean? A person would say, I swear I ate and really didn't eat. Or I swear I didn't eat and really he did eat. That's the Lisha Ovar. The La'asid is a person swears he will do something. Okay, so when you violate the Shvuah, that's where you're going to get the Malkus. A Shvuah Lisha Ovar, you're getting the Malkus as soon as you make the Shvuah. If it's a Shvuah Sheker, you swore that something happened when in fact it didn't happen. That is in and of itself the Shvuah Sheker. What's the problem? The problem is, isn't it a Lav She'im Be'Maisa? And Lav She'im Be'Maisa in Loikinov. So how are you getting Malkus? What was the Avera? The Avera was the Shvuah. Bishloim, if a person swears he's not going to eat and then he eats, so that's a lav she'esh b'maisa. But a shvuah l'sha avar is always a lav she'esh b'maisa, because the aveira was always the shvuah. If it's always a lav she'esh b'maisa, so why is he getting malchus? For that, the Gemara said, ukid Rava. That was the Gemara's sushtal to Rava. That Rava said that we compare a shvuah sheker to a shvuah shav. And by shvuah shav, which is also a lav she'esh b'maisa, there's a chiddush ha-Torah that you get malchus. You know what the chiddush ha-Torah is? It says, kilo yenaka Hashem. And we learn from there, Hashem is not menaka. But Bezdin is Yanaka. Meaning, from Hashem, it's hard to get Kapara. But from Bezdin, you could get Kapara. Meaning, Bezdin can go and give a person Malkus. But Al-Koponim, you see that Shvuah Shav, there's Malkus. If there's Malkus by Shvuah Shav, then there's going to be Malkus by Shvuah Sheker as well. So that's why the Gemara is bringing Rafa. The Gemara wants to say that Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba is not talking about the Eilu B'Yoyer. It's talking about the Malkus. See, it's suggesting that in all four permutations of Shvuahs, it's Shayach Malkus. The Gemara's kash is, how could there be Malkus on a Shvuah L'Sha'avar? It's always a Lav She'im by Maisa. The Teretz is Kedir Rava. The Amar Rava, Shvuah Shek is like Shvuah Shav. And by Shvuah Shav, Beferish Ripsa Torah Shvuah Sheker. What's the Beferish Ripsa Torah? Kilo Yenaka Hashem, Hashem Udolo Yenaka, Abba Bezden Malkin Oisai. And if Shvuah Shav has Malkus, then Shvuah Sheker is going to have Malkus as well. That's the way it's going to work. But the Gemara says, you didn't answer all four permutations. Why not? Shvuah L'Sha'avar, we just figured out how there could be Malkus. Even though it's a Lav She'im B'Maisa, but it's comparable to Shvuah Shav. And if Shvuah Shav has Malkus, Shvuah Sheker could have Malkus as well. What about the Shvuah D'La'asid? So there's two examples of Shvuah D'La'asid. L'Hara L'Hetev. I will do something, I won't do something. Bishloima, if a person swears, I won't do something, and then he does it. So that's a lav she'yesh by maisa. When he was over the shvuah, he did it with a maisa. But if a person swears that he will do something, and he doesn't do it, l'chayra, that's a lav she'im by maisa. Now, you can't tell me that the beferish ribsa Torah of shvuah sheker, dimi the shvuah shav, is going to work for that, because it's not a shvuah sheker. Shvuah sheker means when a person swears something that's not true. He didn't swear something that's not true. He swore he was going to do something, and he didn't do it. So there's an element of sheker. He ended up lying, but it's not what we know as a shvuah sheker. It's certainly not similar to a shvuah shav. A shvuah shav is something that we know at the time he makes the shvuah is shav. So a shvuah sheker would have to be in the same vein that at the time he makes the shvuah, we already know it's sheker. That's clearly not the case when a person swears that he either will do something or won't do something. So zokti gemar. What's that?
Why can't it be the mafreya? When he doesn't make good on the shvuah,
then it comes out, I'm afraid that it was a shvuah sheker. That's true, but it's still not right. Good kasha. So Rashi asks the kasha. Rashi just says at the end of the day, it's not the same as shvuah shav. The whole emphasis, the whole right to say that there should be malchus for a shvuah sheker, despite the fact that it's a lav she'im b'maisa, is because it's similar to a shvuah shav. Shvuah shav, at the time you make the shvuah, you already know it's shav. So shvuah sheker would have to be at the time you make the shvuah, you already know it's sheker, and that you only have if it's in the oven. That's not something you have in the oven. But good kasha. It says the Gemara. What's that? Right. But this is, you're already getting into sugyas it's not for this morning. So there's enough cheshbon here that we don't have to get into all that rate. So says the Gemara, Bishloima achalti v'lo yachalti. Bishloima, maybe you want to speak about it Sunday morning, but Bishloima achalti v'lo yachalti. Kidderup, I understand. Again, we're trying to figure out all four cases where there's going to be Malkus. So achalti v'lo yachalti, the two cases of Shua Sheker and the other, we just made work like Rava. Shaloi oichal v'ochal nami lav she'ish b'maisu. The person makes a Shua that he's not eating and then he eats, that's also easy. It's a lav she'ish b'maisu. Elo oichal v'lo yachal. But if a person swears that he's going to eat and then he doesn't eat, why does he get malchus over there? That's a lav she'im b'maisa, and you don't have the hekish to shvuas sheker. Again, why don't you have the hekish to shvuas shav? Because shvuas shav is dead on arrival. This wasn't dead on arrival. And at the end of the day, how did this person violate the shvuah? By not doing something. He said he was going to do something. He didn't do it. That's what we know as a lav shein b'maisa. So how could shvuah shtayin shein arba mean malchus? Oilav yayir, it could work. But malchus would imply you get malchus in all four permutations. Where are you getting malchus in all four cases? You have to say Rabbi Shmuel holds lav she'im by maisa like in all of. So then it works very simple. Problem is if Rabbi Shmuel holds lav she'im by maisa like in all of, then we have a steer in Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said aloch kistam mishnah. Rabbi Yechon, we know paskins throughout Shas like a stam mishnah. Anytime it's a stam mishnah, Rabbi Yechon holds aloch kistam mishnah. The itmar shvuah she'ochal kikos u'ayim. If a person makes a shvuah that I'm going to eat. And he doesn't eat. Rabbi Yechon and Rishakish both said that the person doesn't get malchus. Rabbi Yechon made it like Rabbi Yechon says he doesn't get malchus because he said he was going to do something. He didn't do it. The way he was over the shvuah was by not doing something. The chol lav she'im be'maisa ain't like it. Rishakish ain't any like it. Rishakish also holds any like it, but for a whole different reason. Asra safiki v'asra safik loish mahasra. It's not because of lav she'im be'maisa like it. Okay, what we need, however, is Rabbi Yechon. So what did Rabbi Yechon say? That you don't get malchus for lav she'im by ma'isa. Rabbi Yechon also paskins like a stam mishnah. The Gemara wants to say that who is the Tana of our stam mishnah? It's Rabbi Shmuel. And what does it mean? Shtayin shein arba. Shmuel holds you don't get. There's no oil of a yoyreit shtayin shein arba. It's malchus. In at least one of the four examples, it's a lav she'im by ma'isa. Teres Rabbi Shmuel holds lav she'im by ma'isa like an olive. So which one is it? Does Rabbi Yechon hold lav she'im by ma'isa ain't like an olive, like he said mefurish, or does Rabbi Yechon hold halacha k'stam mishnah? And this stam mishnah would hold then that. Lav shein b'maisa, like it all. It's a steer in Rabbi Yechonon. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechonon, stop machrina ashkach. Rabbi Yechonon's halacha k'stam mishnah. And it's true, this stam mishnah holds lav shein b'maisa, like it all. Rabbi Yechonon had another stam mishnah. So look at my haistam. What's this other stam mishnah? Ilay, my haistam. Doesn't mean the following. The time we learned to the mishnah, ochala. Avol hamoise betar, it's a stam mishnah. In the third paragraph of Sechtes Makis, when the mishnah is going through the Eilei and I like it. So it mentions that we know you're not allowed to leave over from a carbon, not the carbon Pesach, not from an ordinary carbon. If somebody leaves over from a carbon, the halach is, despite the fact that he was over a loisase, he doesn't get malchus. Another example of someone that doesn't get malchus is a shevir betamid. Not allowed to break the bone of the carbon pesach, but if somebody breaks the bone of a carbon pesach that's tameh, he doesn't get malchus. So if somebody leaves over from the carbon pesach that's tahar, or he breaks the bone of a carbon pesach that's tameh in a loich. Suck the gemara. Bishleim and shayver b'tam. Bishleim, I understand why someone that breaks the bone of a carbon pesach that's tameh doesn't get malchus. The chesiv it says ve'etzem leisish beru bay, and we dash in the word bay. Boy, because of a little bit of pasta. My time. Why is someone that leaves over from the carbon Pesach, why doesn't he get malchus? L'chayra, he was over the loisaseh of loisaseh v'menu ha'baiker. He was over a lav in the Torah. So if he was over a lav in the Torah, shouldn't he get malchus? Zok to Gemara, lav mishum d'avali lav she'im b'maisa. V'chol lav she'im b'maisa, they like it all. Presumably, because it's a lav she'im b'maisa. How you over this or noiser? By not eating it, by not getting rid of it. So it's a lav she'im b'maisa, and you see then a stam mishnah that says lav she'im b'maisa ain't like enough. So again, what was the kasha? Rabbi Yechon holds halacha k'stam mishnah, and Rabbi Yechon holds lav she'im b'maisa ain't like enough. If our mishnah, our stam mishnah, is Rabbi Shmuel, and the only way to make it work with Rabbi Shmuel is by saying that shitas Rabbi Shmuel is like shitas Rabbi Yehuda in Shas, that lav she'im b'maisa like enough, you have a stam Rabbi Yechon. Because Rabbi Yechon therefore would pass the lav she'im b'maisa loikinov, yet Rabbi Yechon shitas lav she'im b'maisa loikinov. Zok the Gemara, that would be a kasha if there was only one stam mishnah. But there happens to be another stam mishnah. There's a stam mishnah that says that there's no malchus for the iser noiser. Aye, it's a lav, must be because it's a lav she'im b'maisa. So you have another stam mishnah that holds lav she'im b'maisa ain't loikinov. Rabbi Yechon paskin like the stam mishnah in Makis. Rabbi Yechon didn't paskin like the stam mishnah in Masechta Shavuos. But the Gemara says u'mayid Rabbi Yakifi da'ma lav she'im b'maisa ain't loikinov. I don't know if that's true. Meaning, you're suggesting what's coming out of this shtickle Torah is that we have a steer between the two stam mishnas. We have the stam mishnah shvuas dabezim and aleph, assuming that the time of the mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel. He's talking about malchus. It was lav she'im b'maisa like enol. And you have the stam mishnah. You don't get malchus for the iser noiser, which suggests lav she'im b'maisa ain't like enol. But that all presupposes that the reason there's no malchus for the iser noiser is because the lav she'im b'maisa. But says the Gemara, mehechetesi mimaid Rabbi Akiva don't lav she'im b'maisa ain't like enol. Dim Rabbi Yehuda, maybe the time of mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda umishum the bar. Maybe the reason you get there's no malchus by the iser noiser, like the Gemara says throughout Shas, is not because of the lav she'im b'maisa, but rather because of the lav she'im b'maisa. Tanya, it's a mefurish of b'raisa where it was a machlokes tanoi. Why, in fact, there's no malchus for the iser noiser? the strife. But kosov litan aseyach alois asey loy meshein loy kenol. The Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said the reason there's no malchus for this and noiser is because the lav shenitik lasei. Because the Torah says don't leave over, but if you do leave over, there's a mitzvah esei. Van noiser menu adbeik. Rabbi Yaakov says loy men hashem huzeh. You have to come on to the asey. Eli mishum dehavli lav shein beimaisa. The lav shein beimaisa ein. Loikin olav, meaning it's a machlekes whether the reason there's no malchus by the isen noiser is because the lav shenitik lasei is because it's a lav she'ein by maisa. So why would you assume now start making stiras and say that the Mishnah malchus is going according to Rabbi Yaakov and the reason there's no malchus by the isen noiser is lav she'ein by maisa? Maybe it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Really, lav she'ein by maisa loikin olav to make it consistent with the Mishnah over here in Shvuas Davbeis. And the reason then that there's no malchus by the Issa Noiser is for a different reason. Because the lav shenitik lasei. What's the bottom line? The bottom line is that if you want to tell me that the time of the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos is Rabbi Yishmael, and Shavuos Shtayin Shein Arba means malchus, not korban oil v'yoyred, it would then mean you have to say that Rabbi Yishmael held lav shein ben ma'isa loikinov. The problem is Rabbi Yechonel's halachic stam Mishnah, and Rabbi Yechonel, we know Mefurish said that lav she'ein by ma'isa ain't like an olav. So how do you reconcile Shitas Rabbi Yochanan in light of this not Mishnah? Elamai, it's a right. That's not pshat of the Mishnah, but the Gemara says no. Maybe it's not a right. Maybe the Mishnah is Rabbi Yishmael, and it means Malchus, and Rabbi Yishmael is lav she'ein by ma'isa like an olav. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan hold like this not Mishnah? Elahai stama. There's Ashkech. There's another not Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, Shvuah shlo yoichal ki kuzu, Shvuah shlo yoichlen of achlo. If a person swears that he's not going to eat, and then he swears again he's not going to eat. So he swore twice. Eni chayiv el achas. The halacha is, he only is chayiv one. Meaning, you chayiv one, you chayiv once for being over the shvuah, even though you made the shvuah two times. And zui shvuah is bitui. Listen to the Lashon HaMishnah. Shechayov and I was doing a makis, v'al shigigosa, korban oil v'yoyer. This is an example of a shvuah's bitui where you bring a korban oil v'yoyer. Says the Mishnah, zuhi the chayov and I was doing a makis. Aval oichav aloy ochal, loy loki. What's the example? Shvuah shaloy ochal, v'ochal. That's an example of where you have kares and you have carbon oil of yoyred. But let's say somebody would, and you have machs. But what would be if the person would make the shvua not shaloy ochal, but the shvua she'ochal, and v'loy ochal he wouldn't eat, loy lucky. Over there you wouldn't get malchus. Why wouldn't you get malchus? Presumably because it's a lav she'ein b'maisa. If a person swore I'm not going to do something and he does it, that's a lav she'ein b'maisa. If a person swears that he will do something and he doesn't do it, that's a lav she'ein b'maisa. Bottom line is you have another stam mishnah, and this stam mishnah holds lav she'ein b'maisa. Like in all, so it's true, Rabbi Yechon is a lochik stam mishnah, but here Rabbi Yechon passes like that stam mishnah, not like this. So it could be our stam mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel, and shvuah shnayin she'nabim means malchus, and it means Rabbi Shmuel must hold that lav she'ein b'maisa like an olav. How's it going to work with Rabbi Yechon? Doesn't Rabbi Yechon hold halachic stam mishnah? We know Rabbi Yechon holds lav she'ein b'maisa like an olav. There's another stam mishnah. Rabbi Yechon decided to pass him like the other stam mishnah. But afraid the Gemara, whoa. Mech, hai stama v'hai stama. My chazid avid, ki hai stama, lavid ki hai stama. Why had Rabbi Yechonah know which stam mishnah to paskin like? But says the Gemara, l'tamech, according to you, Rabbi Gufei, hechi sasam lan hachi v'hacha hachi. Had Rabbi himself, why would Rabbi have done that? Rabbi, who was the Masadu, the mishnah, why would he have had a stam mishnah that holds lav she'ein b'maisa loikin olav, and then a stam mishnah holds lav she'ein b'maisa loikin olav? Ella, you have to say that what was Rabbi's cheshbin? Meikaras sava lav she'ein b'maisa. First, Rabbi held lav she'ein b'maisa loikin olav. And it's funny because the shita lav she'ein b'maisa loikin olav is like a random shita. Shita's Rabbi Yehuda. But you go through the Gemara. It's Rabbi Shmuel holds that way. Rabbi Meir in the beginning of Makkah seemed to have held that way. Even Rebbe thought that way. Meikari yelled lav she'ein b'maisa loikinolav. V'sasma. And as a result, he had a stam mishnah that way. V'hadar sava. And then he came around. He decided, no, it's a tos. Really ain't loikinolav. V'sasma. And that's why he had the second stam mishnah. However, u'mishnah loizazavim kaima. But he didn't want to change the first stam mishnah and remove it. So really, Rebbe should have changed this first stam mishnah. He should have either taken out shvuah shtayim shein arba, which would have impacted the way Masechta Shvuah starts, but he could have done something with that. But the bottom line is, he felt that once I have it as a stam mishnah, I'm going to leave it that way. But what's the bottom line in Rebbe? The bottom line is, There's a stira in the stamishnais. The first stamishnais lav shem b'maisa lekinov. The second stamishnais lav shem b'maisa lekinov. The ikar is the second one. Rabbi was chayzer. Rabbi Yechon also knew the ikar was the second one. So Rabbi Yechon paskins halachik stamishnah, but he had a stira. There's a stamishnah this way. There's a stamishnah that way. He knew Rabbi's cheshbin. Rabbi's cheshbin was that the ikar stamishnah was the second stamishnah. So Rabbi Yechon also paskin like the second stamishnah. What is the second stamishnah hold lav shem b'maisa ein lekinov? That's what shits Rabbi Yechon in shas is lav shem b'maisa. And like in all of exiles, just before we end, just one ha'ara. And that is, we have here an interesting sugya, where the Gemara is discussing lo yachel devar. If somebody swears he's going to do something, or somebody swears he's not going to do something, and then he violates the shvua, he was over the lav in the Torah, lo yachel devar. Does he get malchus, or does he not get malchus? The Gemara seems to be very straightforward. It depends. If he did it with a maisa, so he swore he's not going to eat, and he ate, so he violated the lois asay in the Torah, doing an act. So of course he's going to get malchus. The lav sheyesh by ma'isav aloikinov. If he was over the leyachal devaray without doing an act, without doing a ma'isa. So for example, he swore that he will do something and he didn't do it. So now it's totally in the machlekes tanoi. Lav sheyem by ma'isa aloikinov. Or lav sheyem by ma'isa ain't aloikinov. One thing is clear. If you hold lav sheyem by ma'isa ain't aloikinov, shitas Rabbi Yochanan, the Stam Mishnah, the Ikur Stam Mishnah, you're not going to get Malkus for being over lo yachel devaroi if you do it without a mice. If you do it with a mice, you're going to get Malkus. If you do it without a mice, you're not going to get Malkus. I think the very obvious tzushtel, to this sugya is the famous Shita, the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah in Perek Yud Gimel, Hilchas Chiros, said a Gevaldige Chiddush. If somebody would be over the lois asay in the Torah of leisachsem shor b'dishay, but rather than do it in the traditional way, which would be to physically put a muzzle on your shor, he would yell at his shor. Shor was about to eat. He was b'dishay. The shor was about to eat, and he was chasma b'koil. That's the lashon Chazal. He was yelled, and because of that, he scared the animal. Says the Magid Mishnah, you get malchus. And even though what he did was a lav she'ein by ma'isa, because all he did was yell and kipshutay. Talking, like you see in our sugya, is considered a lav she'ein by ma'isa. However, being that the ordinary way of being over loisachsim shor b'dishari is with a ma'isa, even though you did it with a ma'isa, still you get a ma'isa. The lashon in the Magid Mishnah is that any time a person does an aveira, he does a loisasei on a ma'isa, but it's a loisasei that he could have done with a ma'isa. And had he done it with a ma'isa, he would have been chayv malchus. You get malchus even when you do it on a ma'isa. Gevaldig chiddush. Meaning, usually you would think, let's take a look at how exactly you did the lois asay. Did I do it with a ma'isa malchus? Did I do it without a ma'isa? There's not going to be malchus. Said the Magid Mishnah, it's not the way it works. The way it works is you have to define the lois asay. There's certain lavin that get defined as a lav she'esh by ma'isa. There's certain lavin that get defined as a lav she'esh by ma'isa. I don't really care how you do it. And what's the gedder? If it's something you could do with a ma'isa, it becomes a lav she'esh by ma'isa. If it's something that's impossible to do with a ma'isa, then it's a lav she'ein by ma'isa. Rabbi Yehuda, a famous tshuva, brings three kushyos mefursamos. He brings three bombakashas on this Magid Mishnah. One is actually a sugya that the Gemara mentioned very briefly at the beginning of this morning's daf, but we spoke at great detail about it at the beginning of the week, in the end of Masechtas Makis, and that is in the Isser of Leisakifu Pas Roishchem, and in the Isser of Hashchos HaZokim. Because the Gemara says in Masechtas Makis, Echad HaMakif VeEchad HaNikif. And by the way, there's a long place this here. First place in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, where Tosfos says that just like when it comes to the lav of Leisakifu, Echad HaMakif, Echad HaNikif, when it comes to the Isra HaShchos HaZokin, it's Echad HaMigaleach, VeEchad HaMisgaleach. So the barber is chayef for using a razor, and the person that has the razor being used is chayef as well. Says, what about Malchus? The Makif, the Migaleach, for sure gets Malchus. What about the Nikif? What about the Misgaleach? Is he going to get Malchus or not? So the Gemara says regarding the Makif and the Nikif, it depends. If he was involved in the Maisa, was last Shabbos's daf. If he was involved in the Maisa, then he's going to get. He's a Misayeh. If he wasn't involved, then he's not. Why? If he's involved, if he was Misayeh, it's a Lav She'esh by Maisa. Lav She'esh by Maisa, look at all. If he wasn't, then it's a Lav She'esh by Maisa. He's not going to get Malkus. And as I break the Rambam and his Yad Chazaka, that the Makif always gets Malkus. The Nikif, it depends if he was Misayeh, if he was Misayeh. So the Nadi Buddha says that Makshim Oilam. The Velt asks on the Magid Mishnah, I don't know, what's the difference if he was Misayeh or not? Being that you could be over the Isloi Sakifu Pas Reish Chamayadei Maisa, certainly if you're the Makif, and even if you're the Nikif, if you're Misayeh, then even if you did it without being Misayeh, you should get Malkus. Just like Chasma B'Koil, you get Malkus. Why? Because
you could have been chosen with a maisa. So even though you did it without a maisa, you're going to get malchus. So the same thing over here. You could have been messiah, so I should get malchus even if I wasn't messiah. Second kashan Rabbi Yehuda brings is from the famous Rambam in Hilchas Chametz Matzah. Many Shabbos Hagadol drushes were said on this Rambam, where the Rambam says that if someone's over the loisa, say bayirah, bayimotzeh, does he get malchus? Depends. If you punked half chametz, you had chametz Erev Pesach came, Erev Pesach went, and you, for whatever reason, you were a mashbis your chametz, says the Rambam, you're not going to get malchus. But why? Because alav shem b'maisa. Alav shem b'maisa, I didn't do anything. I just let it sit. It's like noisa. It was alav shem b'maisa. If, however, I did something to make myself be over the lava by Rabbi Matzeh. So for example, you bought chametz on Pesach, or you baked chametz on Pesach. Being that the chametz came about, al yedei ha-maisa, so you were over by Rabbi Matzeh, al yedei ha-maisa, you're going to get malchus. Freik tenoi de Yehuda, it's a plea. According to the Magen Mishnah, if once the Rambam establishes that you could be over by Rabbi Matzeh, al yedei ha-maisa, that even if you do it shaloi al yedei ha-maisa, you should get malchus. Because any lab that you could do all day ma'isa, you're supposed to get malchus even if you do it shaloi all day ma'isa. And the third kasha, which is a classic, is that the Gemara says a malchus daf beis. That why doesn't every age zayim get malchus? Isn't the yoyva loy sana b'reyache et shaker? So the Gemara, b'shom da habalei lav shem b'maisa. That means saying edus, sheker, is lav shem b'maisa. Why? Because all you're doing is talking. Talking is lav shem b'maisa. Freit the night of Yehuda, according to the Rishonim that hold, that a person could say edus b'ksav, it says mipiyam v'loy mipiksovam, says Tosfos, brings from Rabbeinu Tam, that's only someone that can't talk. Because kosha ain't a roi labila bila makheves boy. B'chol aroi labila ain't bila makheves boy. So a person could give his edus biksav, so freg the noid of Yehuda, so comes out it's shaykh to do ayidei maisa. What's it shaykh to do ayidei maisa? You should get malchus. By the way, this kasha the Michas Chinuch has. We've spoken a lot of Michas Chinuch in the last 2 weeks. Michas Chinuch's kasha, mitzvah lam etzayin. But I'll call upon him three gevaldige kashas. L'chura, I think at first glance, there's a fourth bumba kasha. There's a fourth bumba kasha on the Magen Mishnah. Ar sugya, layachal devara. You could be over it ayidei maisa, you could be over it shalei ayidei maisa. So if you could be over it either way, even ayidei maisa, why is it so posh in the Gemara, that when you're over the Yachal Devari, Shaloy Al Yedei Maisa, that you're not going to get Malchus, like the Magid Mishnah, it should be no different than Chasma B'Koyim, it should be no different than the Lava Bayra Bayimotzeh, the Lava Leisakifu Pasreshchem, the Lava Leisana B'Reyach Eichoker. These are all examples of Maisa, on a Maisa with Achreinim, on the Falfel, in the Shita Samagid Mishnah, L'chura, this Sugya, I would think, should be a ground zero. So, Yesh, the Falfel Bezek Tzas, the Inkam B'Koyim Elahar. Just conclude with one Ha'ara. I think we just did that. But we'll conclude with one final halaara, and that is the heavier machloikis regarding the Isser Noiser. So, and the Mishnah says, it's a Mishnah in Elohein Aloikin, Hamoiser Betahar Enoiloika. The Gemara says it's machloikis. Why? Machloikis Rabbi Yaakov? It's not mentioned that often in Shas, in Rabbi Yehuda. Machloikis Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yehuda, why is it that if someone's over the Isser Noiser, he doesn't get malchus? Rabbi Yaakov said, "Because the lav sheim b'maisa, lav sheim b'maisa in loykinov." Rabbi Yehuda l'shi, Tosai holds lav sheim b'maisa loykinov. He said it's a different reason. Because the lav sheim teklase. Is there a nafkamina l'alacha? Is there a nafkamina? Would it matter whether the reason there's no malchus for the isser noisa is because the lav sheim b'maisa in loykinov, or it's because the lav sheim teklase loykinov? I'll ask you a different kasha. Bizman hazeh, does it matter if someone's over a lav that has malchus or a lav that doesn't have malchus? There's no malchus anyways. Bezdin can't give malchus, Mari Beirav. There's no malchus bizman hazeh. So would it chapa nafkemina at all? Yes, a rov a shayla and the rov would say, I hear I would be nekel. The problem is, it's a lav that has malchus, one of the 207 examples that the Rambam and Rabbeinu Bachya bring, v'nikla, right? Yilok Uzeidiv, Makaraba, it's one of the 207, or what's the difference? Once upon a time it made a difference, but today there's no malchus anyways. So the emes is, I'll give you two makaris in halacha, where it chaps a nafkamina, hayoim, a person was over a loisase, it makes a difference whether it was a lav that has malchus or a lav that doesn't have malchus. The first is in Cheshemishpat Simen Lamedalet. Beschechuv, in the beginning, Simen Lamedalet brings a tumim, where the tumim says, the halacha is that a rasha is posulatus. What's the definition of a rasha? Someone that was over a loisase, but not just any loisase. It has to be a lav, luchaira, at first glance, she yesh boy malchus. Rav Sheyesh by Malchus. Clears the tumim. What would be if somebody is over a lav she'im by Maisa? A lav she'im by Maisa. Would a lav she'im by Maisa
make a person a Rasha that is now going to be Pasuleidus, or would it not make a person a Rasha that's going to be Pasuleidus? Again, the Mechaber says that the definition of a Rasha that's Pasuleidus is someone that's over a Loisa. That's the Mechaber. Someone that's over a Loisa. Claire's the Tumim. Is it Dafka a Loisa Sheyesh by Malchus? What about a Loisa Sheyesh by Malchus? Says the Tumim, I think it could be that a Lav Sheyesh by Maisa, which has no Malchus, it could be if somebody's over such a Lav, he wouldn't be Pasuleidus. Because being that it's aimed by Maisa, there's a Klishus in the Lav, and being that it's not such a Chomer Lav, it's like being Mavatul and Aseh. And if someone's Mavatul and Aseh, the Aloch is, he doesn't become Pasuleidus. If someone's over a Lav, she aimed by Maisa, he wouldn't be Pasuleidus. You have here a Nafkamina Lehaloch of Ismanenu. If somebody's a Rosh, he's Pasuleidus. What makes him a Rosh? He was over a Lois Aseh. But it could be not Oloisaseh. It could be only Oloisaseh with his Malchus. The Tumim specifically was talking about a Lav She'ein by Maisa, that a Lav She'ein by Maisa, there's no Malchus, Machmas, the Klishus of the Lav. Could be there, it's going to be different. In other places, you know that Lachas Amavazuz, Ayavazuz, Yosef Michaimish. So a person's supposed to spend money for a mitzvah, but not Yosef Michaimish. You're not supposed to spend more than 1/5 when it comes to a mitzvah. But the Ramah in two places, in Yerideya, Kufnu, and Zayin, and he brings it in Hilchas Lulav as well. Two places, the Ramah says that's only for an Aseh. Oloisaseh. That's for haftas Hashem alikech b'chol levavcho v'chol nafshecho v'chol miyadech. He's supposed to give away all your money. All your money when it comes to the Goyin says even for Nisid Rabbanan. But when it comes to a Loisa, he's supposed to give everything away. Vega brings from the Chavis Yair in Agoyis Rabbi Vega in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideus Kuf Nun Zayin. He brings from the Chavis Yair. What about if someone was over a Lav She'ein by Maisa? Or someone has a situation, he's faced with a situation of a Lav She'ein by Maisa. Does it fall into the gather of Mavazviz, Ayavazviz, Yosef Michaimish, or he has to give everything away? So he brings us off, he's not sure. Al Kopanim, what do you see from here? Again, there's an Afkamina Lalacha, if the Lav has Malchus, or if the Lav doesn't have Malchus. If it has Malchus, that's Pasha, that's Talacha the Ramah. If it doesn't have Malchus, then it could be a Tchap, an Afkamina with regards to, so again, there's no Malchus, Bizman Hazeh. But at the same time, there's Halachas of Psuliyadis, you have the Halacha of Mavazviz, Ayavazviz, Yosef Michaimish. In both cases, you find that if someone's over a Loisa, say, there's no Halacha of Mavazviz, Ayavazviz, Yosef Michaimish. What about a Lois that say that has no Malchus? Lois that has no Malchus, could be there, it's going to be different. So it could be in Chapman after Mina. But what's interesting is that if you look in the Tumen in Simon Lamadala, and you look at Rabbi Kiveger, and there it is, Simon Kuf Nun Zayin, both were talking about a Lav She'ein by Maisa. Because a Lav She'ein by Maisa, there's a klishus in the Lav itself. But the Tumen says beforeish, a Lav She'nitin Lazarus Mises Bezdin, for example, where there's no Malchus. Or a Lav She'nitin Klav Sey, where there's no Malchus. It's poshit if someone's over such an Avera, he's going to be Pasuleidus. He says, my whole shayla is by a Lav She'en by Maisa, where there's a chsern in the Lav. But a Lav She'nitin Klav Sey, the Lav is the Lav. It's no different than any other Lav. A Lav She'nitin Lazarus Mises Bezdin, the Lav is a Lav. It's no different than any other Lav. So it's poshit that you're going to be Pasuleidus. The shayla was Lav She'en by Maisa, where there's some weakness, there's a chsern in the Lav itself. That's where he had his sarub. Kivega, when it brings the Chavis Yor, is also discussing a Lav She'ein by Maisa. By a Lav She'ein by Maisa, could be the Bichas. So again, does it happen after Kamina if there's Malchus Bizman? I say, yeah, could be two areas in Halacha. Could be there's more, but two areas in Halacha. Chayshamish B'tzimel Lamadal, Hilchas B'tuliyedis, and Yerideh Simen Kufna and Zayin, regarding the Sugya B'vaz V'ayivaz V'yesim Chaymish. And going back to our Gemara, is there an Afkamina if the reason there's no Malchus by the Issa Noiser because it's a Lav She'ein by Maisa, or versus because the Lav She'ein by Maisa, it could be, yeah. Again, the same two Nafkaminas. If it's because the Lav She'ein by Maisa, and like in all of that's a Klishus in the Lav. There's a Klishus in the Lav, you're not going to be Pasuleidus, you'll have the Aloch of Amavaz, Vayivaz, Yosef Michaimish. But if the Lav is not Kolish, there's no Malchus because it's Nitik Lase, well, that already is a whole different deal. You would be Pasuleidus, and over there, you wouldn't have the Aloch of Vayivaz, Yosef Michaimish.